From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Azerbaijan and Armenian separatist authorities in Nagorno-Karabakh region have reached an agreement Tuesday to end 4 days of fierce fighting over the disputed territory, according to Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan's defense ministry said in a statement after a similar announcement by separate authorities in Karabakh that military actions were halted as 800 GMT Tuesday. The latest development comes as Azerbaijan said Tuesday that 16 of its troops have been killed in the past 2 days during fighting with Armenian-backed separatists in the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region. The African National Congress has given President Jacob Zuma the support he needs to survive an impeachment vote called after South Africa's top court ruled he breached the Constitution. Parliament will later Tuesday debate and vote on a motion to remove Zuma from office after the Constitutional Court ruled last week that the president failed to uphold the Constitution by ignoring an order to repay some of the $16 million in state funds spent on renovating his private home. Syria peace talks will likely resume in Geneva on April 11th, but regime negotiators will only arrive several days later after the completion of parliamentary elections in the country, according to the UN Tuesday. The United Nations mediator, Stephane de Mistura, had previously said he wanted to restart talks on April 9th. Meanwhile, Syrian state media and activist groups say militant shelling of a predominantly Kurdish neighborhood in Aleppo has killed at least 9 people. The Syrian Observatory of Human Rights said Tuesday's shelling came amid clashes between militants and Al-Qaeda branch in Syria. This is VOA News.